The Green Dot program was conceived in the college setting to prevent dating violence, sexual violence, and stalking. It relies on the premise that if everyone does their small part and commits to individual responsibility, the combined effect is a safe campus culture that is intolerant of violence. The college-based curriculum draws heavily on the experiences of college students and the reality of the issue in their lives. Leaders use the interactive activities to reinforce core concepts and encourage students to envision their future and a world in which they want to live, then align their bystander behavior with that vision. Megan Cox is a victim service advocate at Pathways, the organization that administers Green Dot regionally. She says the most important part of the program is that it is research tested.
It's got a really strong emphasis on inclusion and meeting people where they are in their violence prevention education. So we work really hard not to exclude anyone from any perspective for any reason. And the program acknowledges that no one is perfect and everyone has an individual set of barriers.
Cox says many people are prevented from intervening in situations because they feel unsafe, hate confrontation, or they simply don't want to be that person. Green Dot trains allies to overcome those barriers with realistic and practical options.
We're not asking everyone to like get up on a table and like do something super dramatic and be the hero every single time. We realize that intervening in situations is hard and scary, but we are asking you to find ways that feel real to you, ways that you can contribute to violence prevention.
The organization is offering bystander training and booster sessions to help change the systemic culture, which accepts or fails to stop dangerous situations called a red dot.
Red dots can be anything that is any kind of power-based personal violence. So the program really tries to focus on things like stalking, sexual assault, dating violence, and bullying.
Becky Davidson is the program director for social work at Morehead State University and has taken the Green Dot College training. She says in the past, harm reduction training was very victim-focused, which she felt was unfair. Green Dot gives allies another option.
I, as a community member, if I'm out in the Kroger parking lot and hear people yelling at each other, normally I would walk away from that thinking, well, I don't really know what's happening here, so I'm not going to get involved. But what Green Dot does is gives you these strategies like just to disrupt.
Lakin Albrink, a legal studies professor at MSU, was also trained for the Green Dot initiative. She says shifting the way the community talks about red dot issues will empower students.
When I think about SMART goals, I think about, you know, what's actually attainable, what's a realistic ask for students. And I think that this gives students options. It gives them the ability to tailor their response in a way that is manageable and doable for them. I think the question is often, what do we do when sexual assault happens on campus? But this shifts it. In addition to that, how can we prevent it from happening in the first place?
Alyssa Rookard is a victim advocacy coordinator for Pathways. She says the Green Dot organization is hoping to recruit additional faculty and staff to do the college training.
We have to figure out what implementation looks like. We need a strategic plan for how to find these early adopters and to figure out who we want to start with and how we're going to pull the most social capital that we can to trickle down into the first year student.
Green Dot hopes to implement the program campus-wide in the fall of 2021. More information is available at altruistic.org/services/Green Dot. For WMKY News, I'm Leanne Akers.